This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The economy on the national level is moving right along. GDP is up and unemployment is down again on a national level. That trend, though, does not hold in the South, which over the past couple of years had built up a reputation as a place where there were plenty of jobs. But over the past couple of months, the unemployment rate in the South is up. Gigi Duban revisits that old truism about lies, damned lies, and, yeah, economic statistics.
Here at the Alabama Career Center in Birmingham, just about every computer is full. Dozens of people are scouring the internet for jobs. Carla Gates is hoping to land a hotel housekeeping position. Today, she's dressed in a suit. There were recruiters there this morning.
I mean, I've been putting in applications online. I've gone to a couple of job fairs. I mean, I've been everywhere.
She's been out of work for more than a year.
I think I've had 2 job interviews.
Alabama's unemployment rate in September was 6.6%, up from 6.1% in January. Mississippi's was 7.7%. And Georgia's unemployment rate ranks highest in the nation at 7.9%. To understand why unemployment is higher in the South, you need a little bit of backstory. Ken Trosky teaches economics at the University of Kentucky.
The South was growing more rapidly than, say, the North and the Midwest for an extended period of time in terms of overall employment growth.
He says hiring in the South really hit its stride after the early 90s recession, when those states cut the cost of doing business. Cheaper labor, tax breaks for companies. Plus, these states were right-to-work states, and businesses loved that.
You've seen the South do a lot of things that have been beneficial, and what is occurring, I think, are other parts of the country starting to catch on.
States like Michigan and Indiana are coming up with their own business-friendly policies, and the numbers are just starting to even out.
But eventually, yeah, you reach a new competitive equilibrium in which, you know, the prices for producing a car are pretty much the same in, South Carolina or Tennessee or Alabama as they are in Michigan or Wisconsin.
Equilibrium aside, hiring is up in the South. So how can the unemployment rate be on the rise? Aparna Mathur is an economist with the American Enterprise Institute. She says it's statistics. A surge in the number of people looking for work, and boom, unemployment numbers go up.
Even though it could signal that, you know, it's a good economy, people are trying to find jobs, they're more hopeful, and suddenly they've entered the labor market again.
Trosky says this happens more in the South because the workforce in the Midwest and the Northeast is, on the whole, older. So a lot of times when workers there leave a job, they're not looking for another. And that drives unemployment numbers down. Plus, Mathur says, to really know what's going on, you've got to look at other things like home sales and GDP.
You know, looking at those indicators is a lot more helpful.
And for a few years now in the South, those things have all been on the upswing. In Birmingham, I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.